Welcome to another episode of the Come Follow Me, Read Ahead. Since the normal course of study skips a whole bunch of chapters of the Old Testament, this episode is part of a series where we read the complete Old Testament from the New English Translation. It is not synchronized to the weekly schedule from the church. We're reading ahead and spreading the episodes over last year and this year. Let's jump in. Job chapter 38. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this who darkens counsel with words without knowledge? Get ready for a difficult task like a man. I will question you, and you will inform me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you possess understanding. Who sets its measurements, if you know? Or who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its bases set? Or who laid its cornerstone, when the morning stars sang in chorus, and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Who shut up the sea with doors when it burst forth, coming out of the womb, when I made the storm clouds its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band? When I prescribed its limits, and set in place its bolts and doors? When I said, to here you may come and no farther. Here your proud waves will be confined. Have you ever in your life commanded the morning, or made the dawn know its place, that it might seize the corners of the earth and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features are dyed like a garment. Then from the wicked the light is withheld, and the arm raised in violence is broken. Have you gone to the springs that fill the sea, or walked about in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you? Have you seen the gates of deepest darkness? Have you considered the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me, if you know it all. In what direction does light reside, and darkness, where is its place? That you may take them to the borders, and perceive the pathways to their homes? You know, for you were born before them, and the number of your days is great. Have you entered the storehouse of the snow, or seen the armory of the hail, which I reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of war and battle? In what direction is lightning dispersed, or the east winds scattered over the earth? Who carves out a channel for the heavy rains, and a path for the rumble of thunder, to cause it to rain on an uninhabited land, a wilderness where there are no human beings, to satisfy a devastated and desolate land, and to cause it to sprout with vegetation? Does the rain have a father, or who has fathered the drops of the dew? From whose womb does the ice emerge? And the frost from the sky, who gives birth to it, when the waters come hard like stone, when the surface of the deep is frozen solid? Can you tie the bands of the Pleiades, or release the cords of Orion? Can you lead out the constellations in their seasons, or guide the bear with its cubs? Do you know the law of the heavens, or can you set up their rule over the earth? Can you raise your voice to the clouds, so that a flood of water covers you? Can you send out lightning bolts, and they go? Will they say to you, here we are? Who has put wisdom in the heart, or has imparted understanding to the mind? Who by wisdom can count the clouds, and who can tip over the water jars of heaven when the dust hardens into a mass and the clumps of earth stick together? Do you hunt prey for the lioness, and satisfy the appetite of the lions when they crouch in their dens? When they wait in ambush in the thicket? Who prepares prey for the raven, when its young cry out to God, and wander about for lack of food? Job chapter 39. Are you acquainted with the way the mountain goats give birth? Do you watch as the wild deer give birth to their young? Do you count the months they must fulfill, and do you know the time they give birth? They crouch, they bear their young, they bring forth the offspring they have carried. Their young grow strong and grow up in the open. They go off and do not return to them. Who let the wild donkey go free? Who released the bonds of the donkey, to whom I appointed the arid rift valley for its home, the salt wastes as its dwelling place? It scorns the tumult in the town. It does not hear the shouts of a driver. It ranges the hills as its pasture, and searches after every green plant. Is the wild ox willing to be your servant? Will it spend the night at your feeding trough? Can you bind the wild ox to a furrow with its rope? Will it till the valleys following after you? Will you rely on it, because its strength is great? Will you commit your labor to it? Can you count on it to bring in your grain and gather the grain to your threshing floor? The wings of the ostrich flap with joy, but are they the pinions and plumage of a stork? For she leaves her eggs on the ground and lets them be warmed on the soil. She forgets that a foot might crush them, or that a wild animal might trample them. She is harsh with her young, as if they were not hers. She is unconcerned about the uselessness of her labor. For God deprived her of wisdom, and did not impart understanding to her. But as soon as she springs up, she laughs at the horse and its rider. Do you give the horse its strength? Do you clothe its neck with a mane? Do you make it leap like a locust? Its proud neighing is terrifying. It paws the ground in the valley, exulting mightily. It goes out to meet the weapons. It laughs at fear and is not dismayed. It does not shy away from the sword. On it the quiver rattles, the lance and javelin flash. In excitement and impatience, it consumes the ground. It cannot stand still when the trumpet is blown. At the sound of the trumpet it says, "Aha!" And from a distance it catches the scent of battle, the thunderous shouting of commanders, and the battle cries. Is it by your understanding that the hawk soars and spreads its mighty wings toward the south? Is it at your command that the eagle soars and builds its nest on high? It lives on a rock and spends the night there, on a rocky crag in a fortress. From there it spots its prey. Its eyes gaze intently from a distance, and its young ones devour the blood, and where the dead carcasses are, there it is. Job chapter 40. Then the Lord answered Job, "Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Let the person who accuses God give him an answer." Then Job answered the Lord, "Indeed, I am completely unworthy. How could I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth to silence myself. I have spoken once, but I cannot answer. Twice, but I will say no more." Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind, "Get ready for a difficult task like a man. I will question you, and you will inform me. Would you indeed annul my justice? Would you declare me guilty, so that you might be right? Do you have an arm as powerful as God's, and can you thunder with a voice like his? Adorn yourself, then, with majesty and excellency, and clothe yourself with glory and honor. Scatter abroad the abundance of your anger. Look at every proud man and bring him low. Look at every proud man and abase him. Crush the wicked on the spot. Hide them in the dust together. Imprison them in the grave. Then I myself will acknowledge to you that your own right hand can save you. Look now at Behemoth, which I made as I made you. It eats grass like the ox. Look at its strength in its loins, and its power in the muscles of its belly. It makes its tail stiff like a cedar. The sinews of its thighs are tightly wound. Its bones are tubes of bronze, its limbs like bars of iron. It ranks first among the works of God. The one who made it has furnished it with a sword. For the hills bring it food, where all the wild animals play. Under the lotus tree it lies, in the secrecy of the reeds in the marsh. The lotus trees conceal it in their shadow. The poplars by the streams conceal it. If the river rages, it is not disturbed. It is secure, though the Jordan should surge up to its mouth. Can anyone catch it by its eyes, or pierce its nose with a snare? Job chapter 41. Can you pull in Leviathan with a hook and tie down its tongue with a rope? Can you put a cord through its nose or pierce its jaw with a hook? Will it make numerous supplications to you? Will it speak to you with tender words? Will it make a pact with you, so you could take it as your slave for life? Can you play with it like a bird, or tie it on a leash for your girls? Will partners bargain for it? Will they divide it up among the merchants? Can you fill its hide with harpoons, or its head with fishing spears? If you lay your hands on it, you will remember the fight. Do not do it again. See, his expectation is wrong. He is laid low, even at the sight of it. Is it not fierce when it is awakened? Who is he, then, who can stand before it? Who has confronted me that I should repay? Everything under heaven belongs to me. I will not keep silent about its limbs, and the extent of its might, and the grace of its arrangement. Who can uncover its outer covering? Who can penetrate to the inside of its armor? Who can open the doors of its mouth? Its teeth all around are fearsome. Its back has rows of shields, shut up closely together as with a seal. Each one is so close to the next that no air can come between them. They lock tightly together one to the next. They cling together and cannot be separated. Its snorting throws out flashes of light. Its eyes are like the red glow of dawn. Out of its mouth go flames. Sparks of fire shoot forth. Smoke streams from its nostrils, as from a boiling pot over burning rushes. Its breath sets coals ablaze, and a flame shoots from its mouth. Strength lodges in its neck, and despair runs before it. The folds of its flesh are tightly joined. They are firm on it, immovable. Its heart is hard as rock, hard as a lower millstone. When it rises up, the mighty are terrified. At its thrashing about, they withdraw. Whoever strikes it with a sword will have no effect, nor with the spear, arrow, or dart. It regards iron as straw, and bronze as rotten wood. Arrows do not make it flee. Sling stones become like chaff to it. A club is counted as a piece of straw. It laughs at the rattling of the lance. Its underparts are the sharp points of potsherds. It leaves its mark in the mud, like a threshing sledge. It makes the deep boil like a cauldron, and stirs up the sea like a pot of ointment. It leaves a glistening wake behind it. One would think the deep had a head of white hair. The likes of it is not on earth, a creature without fear. It looks on every haughty being. It is king over all that are proud. Job chapter 42. Then Job answered the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You asked, Who is this who darkens counsel without knowledge? But I have declared without understanding things too wonderful for me to know. You said, Pay attention, and I will speak. I will question you, and you will answer me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you. Therefore I despise myself, and I repent in dust and ashes. After the Lord had spoken these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My anger is stirred up against you and your two friends, because you have not spoken about me what is right, as my servant Job has. So now take 7 bulls and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer a burnt offering for yourselves. And my servant Job will intercede for you, and I will respect him, so that I do not deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken about me what is right, as my servant Job has. So they went, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, and did just as the Lord had told them. And the Lord had respect for Job. So the Lord restored what Job had lost after he prayed for his friends. And the Lord doubled all that had belonged to Job. So they came to him, all his brothers and sisters, and all who had known him before, and they dined with him in his house. They comforted him and consoled him for all the trouble the Lord had brought on him, and each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. So the Lord blessed the second part of Job's life more than the first. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. The first daughter he named Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Keren-Happuch. Nowhere in all the land could women be found who were as beautiful as Job's daughters. And their father granted them an inheritance alongside their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the 4th generation. And so Job died, old and full of days. Psalms chapter 1. How blessed is the one who does not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand in the pathway with sinners, or sit in the assembly of scoffers. Instead, he finds pleasure in obeying the Lord's commands. He meditates on his commands day and night. He is like a tree planted by flowing streams. It yields its fruit at the proper time, and its leaves never fall off. He succeeds in everything he attempts. Not so with the wicked. Instead, they are like wind-driven chaff. For this reason, the wicked cannot withstand judgment, nor can sinners join the assembly of the godly. Certainly, the Lord guards the way of the godly, but the way of the wicked ends in destruction. Psalms chapter 2. Why do the nations rebel? Why are the countries devising plots that will fail? The kings of the earth form a united front. The rulers collaborate against the Lord and his anointed king. They say, "Let's tear off the shackles they've put on us. Let's free ourselves from their ropes." The one enthroned in heaven laughs in disgust. The Lord taunts them. Then he angrily speaks to them and terrifies them in his rage, saying, "I myself have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill." The king says, "I will announce the Lord's decree. He said to me, 'You are my son. This very day I have become your father. Ask me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, the ends of the earth as your personal property. You will break them with an iron scepter. You will smash them like a potter's jar.' So now, you kings, do what is wise. You rulers of the earth, submit to correction. Serve the Lord in fear. Repent in terror. Give sincere homage. Otherwise, he will be angry, and you will die because of your behavior, when his anger quickly ignites. How blessed are all who take shelter in him." Psalms chapter 3. A psalm of David, written when he fled from his son Absalom. Lord, how numerous are my enemies! Many attack me. Many say about me, "God will not deliver him." Selah. But you, Lord, are a shield that protects me. You are my glory and the one who restores me. To the Lord I cry out, and he answered me from his holy hill. Selah. I rested and slept. I awoke, for the Lord protects me. I am not afraid of the multitude of people who attack me from all directions. Rise up, Lord. Deliver me, my God. Yes, you will strike all my enemies on the jaw. You will break the teeth of the wicked. The Lord delivers. You show favor to your people. Selah. Psalms chapter 4. For the music director, to be accompanied by stringed instruments. A psalm of David. When I call out, answer me, O God who vindicates me. Though I am hemmed in, you will lead me into a wide open place. Have mercy on me and respond to my prayer. You men, how long will you try to turn my honor into shame? How long will you love what is worthless and search for what is deceptive? Selah. Realize that the Lord shows the godly special favor. The Lord responds when I cry out to him. Tremble with fear and do not sin. Meditate as you lie in bed and repent of your ways. Selah. Offer the prescribed sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Many will say, who can show us anything good? Smile upon us, Lord. You make me happier than those who have abundant grain and wine. I will lie down and sleep peacefully. For you, Lord, make me safe and secure. Psalms chapter 5. For the music director, to be accompanied by wind instruments. A psalm of David. Listen to what I say, Lord. Carefully consider my complaint. Pay attention to my cry for help, my King and my God, for I am praying to you. Lord, in the morning you will hear me. In the morning I will present my case to you, and then wait expectantly for an answer. Certainly, you are not a God who approves of evil. Evil people cannot dwell with you. Arrogant people cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who behave wickedly. You destroy liars. The Lord despises violent and deceitful people. But as for me, because of your great faithfulness, I will enter your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple as I worship you. Lord, lead me in your righteousness because of those who wait to ambush me. Remove the obstacles in the way in which you are guiding me. For they do not speak the truth. Their stomachs are like the place of destruction. Their throats like an open grave. Their tongues like a steep slope leading into it. Condemn them, O God. May their own schemes be their downfall. Drive them away because of their many acts of insurrection. For they have rebelled against you. But may all who take shelter in you be happy. May they continually shout for joy. Shelter them, so that those who are loyal to you may rejoice. Certainly you reward the godly, Lord. Like a shield, you protect them in your good favor. Psalms chapter 6. For the music director, to be accompanied by stringed instruments, according to the Sheminith style, a psalm of David. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not discipline me in your raging fury. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am frail. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are shaking. I am absolutely terrified. And you, Lord, how long will this continue? Relent, Lord, rescue me. Deliver me because of your faithfulness. For no one remembers you in the realm of death. In Sheol, who gives you thanks? I am exhausted as I groan. All night long I drench my bed in tears. My tears saturate the cushion beneath me. My eyes grow dim from suffering. They grow weak because of all my enemies. Turn back from me, all you who behave wickedly, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my appeal for mercy. The Lord has accepted my prayer. They will be humiliated and absolutely terrified. All my enemies will turn back and be suddenly humiliated. Psalms chapter 7. A musical composition by David, which he sang to the Lord concerning a Benjaminite named Cush. O Lord my God, in you I have taken shelter. Deliver me from all who chase me. Rescue me. Otherwise they will rip me to shreds like a lion. They will tear me to bits, and no one will be able to rescue me. O Lord my God, if I have done what they say, or am guilty of unjust actions, or have wronged my ally, or helped his lawless enemy, may an enemy relentlessly chase me and catch me. May he trample me to death and leave me lying dishonored in the dust. Selah. Stand up angrily, Lord. Rise up with raging fury against my enemies. Wake up for my sake. and execute the judgment you have decreed for them. The countries are assembled all around you. Take once more your rightful place over them. The Lord judges the nations. Vindicate me, Lord, because I am innocent, because I am blameless, O Exalted One. May the evil deeds of the wicked come to an end, but make the innocent secure. O righteous God, you who examine inner thoughts and motives, the Exalted God is my shield, the one who delivers the morally upright. God is a just judge. He is angry throughout the day. If a person does not repent, God will wield his sword. He has prepared to shoot his bow. He has prepared deadly weapons to use against him. He gets ready to shoot flaming arrows. See the one who is pregnant with wickedness, who conceives destructive plans, and gives birth to harmful lies. He digs a pit and then falls into the hole he has made. He becomes the victim of his own destructive plans, and the violence he intended for others on his own head. I will thank the Lord for his justice. I will sing praises to the Lord Most High. Psalms chapter 8. For the music director, according to the Gittith style, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how magnificent is your reputation throughout the earth! You reveal your majesty in the heavens above. From the mouths of children and nursing babies, you have ordained praise on account of your adversaries, so that you might put an end to the vindictive enemy. When I look up at the heavens, which your fingers made, and see the moon and the stars which you set in place, of what importance is the human race that you should notice them? Of what importance is mankind that you should pay attention to them? You made them a little less than the heavenly beings. You crowned mankind with honor and majesty. You appoint them to rule over your creation. You have placed everything under their authority, including all the sheep and cattle, as well as the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that moves through the currents of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how magnificent is your reputation throughout the earth! Psalms chapter 9. For the music director, according to the Alamoth Laban style, a psalm of David. I will thank the Lord with all my heart. I will tell about all your amazing deeds. I will be happy and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to you, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they trip and are defeated before you. For you defended my just cause. From your throne you pronounced a just decision. You terrified the nations with your battle cry. You destroyed the wicked. You permanently wiped out all memory of them. The enemy's cities have been reduced to permanent ruins. You destroyed their cities. All memory of the enemies has perished. But the Lord rules forever. He reigns in a just manner. He judges the world fairly. He makes just legal decisions for the nations. Consequently, the Lord provides safety for the oppressed. He provides safety in times of trouble. Your loyal followers trust in you, for you, Lord, do not abandon those who seek your help. Sing praises to the Lord, who rules in Zion. Tell the nations what he has done. For the one who takes revenge against murderers took notice of the oppressed. He did not overlook their cry for help when they prayed, "Have mercy on me, Lord. See how I am oppressed by those who hate me. O one who can snatch me away from the gates of death! Then I will tell about all your praiseworthy acts. In the gates of daughter Zion I will rejoice because of your deliverance." The nations fell into the pit they had made. Their feet were caught in the net they had hidden. The Lord revealed himself. He accomplished justice. The wicked were ensnared by their own actions. Higayon, Selah. The wicked are turned back and sent to Sheol. This is the destiny of all the nations that ignore God. For the needy are not permanently ignored. The hopes of the oppressed are not forever dashed. Rise up, Lord. Let not men be defiant. May the nations be judged in your presence. Terrify them, Lord. Let the nations know they are mere mortals. Selah.